Nashville is looking for fresh ways to deal with its lack of affordable housing, and its newest idea uses a $25 million loan to build and rehab new housing. It sounds straightforward, but there's one catch. The city has to stay on and manage the units. WPLN's Maribel Knight reports.
In recent years, the solution to a city's affordable housing crisis has been to hand it off to private developers, luring them in with local and federal tax credits. But this new concept is one that puts units back into the hands of the local government. In other words, whatever property this $25 million is used for, it's only okay
if Metro owns it and if Metro maintains it.
That's Adrienne Bond-Harris, the city's senior advisor on affordable housing. She says the new approach could help curb one scenario that's been repeating itself across the city. Developers buying up apartment complexes that were once affordable, pushing out tenants, rehabbing them, and upping the rent.
So this is one tool that we hope we can actually use funding to purchase some of these existing apartment complexes or either construct new affordable housing units on Metro-owned property.
Harris says while they have the money to spend, not much else about the initiative has been ironed out, though they could look to other cities like Austin, who is also experimenting with the same concept. Harris says her team will spend the summer asking residents of all sorts, young, old, working, and unemployed, what kind of housing is needed most and where. A recent report on low-income housing shows the city is short more than 30,000 units. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Maribel Knight.